Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. The title of our program today is Roles People Live, The Authoritarian. During the show, we'll be looking at people whose lower ego flexibility energy is leading them towards living in the role of the authoritarian as they go about living their daily lives. A person who believes their thoughts, beliefs, values, and attitudes, as well as prejudices, are beyond question. A person who believes that they are the owner of the truth, that others must come to know. A person who is intolerant of different views and different people, who think differently, often viewing them as deficient. There are plenty of people who live in this role, because there is no shortage of the supply of the lower ego flexibility energy that serves to drive people who are living in this role. This person can be you, or a family member or friend, a coworker, an employer, or an acquaintance. Today, I'm going to take you into the authoritarian's mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing, and exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role. All in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both daily and mortal. During the show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the authoritarian's lower ego flexibility energy and their mind. The place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, values, and prejudices are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind, or ego space as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their personality and authoritarianism. It's their lower ego flexibility energy that's impacting the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the authoritarian forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Ego doesn't form the thoughts the authoritarian is using. The person living in the role of the authoritarian does, while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. Ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the authoritarian's mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own, but they don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Now, ego should be in the background and only present when needed if our survival is being threatened. And that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the authoritarian need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice or is it our voice? Now, we may want to believe that it is ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine? An answer that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about. Helping you to get the answer, to get that answer, and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role you didn't realize you're living in, just as the authoritarian is, which is happening for many, whether they're a narcissist or an authoritarian or a cultist or any of the other roles I'll be talking about in my programs on roles people live. Another way of putting it, the narcissist doesn't know they're a narcissist. The victim doesn't know they're a victim. And the authoritarian doesn't know they're an authoritarian because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and in their life, and that they're living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find out so they can be speaking with their voice in their life and not ego's, or they'll just be spending their life surviving and never truly, fully, and authentically living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the authoritarian needs to hear more from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the authoritarian is unable to hear from spirit due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the authoritarian has a spiritual core that we all have, due to being the love, life, and energy God is, they are not spiritually well. Because they can't be spiritually well in their life, due to what their ego energy is doing in it. Their unhealthy lower ego flexibility energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds, particularly towards others. Sadly, Spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the authoritarian is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life. And sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life. They never get better. Archie Bunker and people like him, authoritarians, never got better. They died never having really lived. They spent all of their time surviving within their authoritarian thoughts, beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the authoritarian by first giving you a brief description of the role of the authoritarian, a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can kind of be on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The authoritarian insists that their version of life is the only one that matters, that their way of looking at things, that their reality is the only reality that matters to them and should matter to others. They are anchored to what they think is truth, as they see it. And it is their truth, often seen in an absolute way, that prevents them from understanding the relativeness of truth and how other people can look at things and know reality differently from the way they know it and understand it. Their beliefs and values and attitudes and ideas are often seen as a reflection of the truth. And they insist that their truth must become known to others, particularly to their children. So the authoritarian feels that it is a need. There's a need for other people to, in a way, come around and to understand and to live in the same reality that they are living in. And that this consumes the authoritarian very much. They're not just comfortable living in their own reality and letting other people live in their reality. They often feel this strong need to get other people to come over and adopt, accept their way of looking at things and thinking about things. They have an extremely difficult time listening to others, seeing them as offering something less than the truth. So the authoritarian doesn't really listen to other people. Their minds are very closed, and they don't want to hear anything that's different, because anything that's different is a violation of their version of truth, of their version of reality. They only really want to hear from people who repeat their ideas and beliefs. So they're very comfortable listening to other people, in a way, echo their version of truth, their version of reality. They find those people enjoyable to be with and often seek them out for relationships, because that works for the nature of their energy, their ego energy. They're surviving in the idea that they know the truth and that's going to help them, and they want other people to share in that same approach. They can often feel justified in their disrespectful ways that they may attempt to bring others to the truth. So they often find it acceptable to express aggression or angry thoughts or feelings or criticisms or rejection of others, because it's all in the name of advocating for their version of truth that other people need to get to know. To them, the end of saving or helping people or helping others justifies whatever means they use. So in an odd way, they can view this as a loving kind of approach, that if I can help you, protect you, save you by making you accept what I think and what I believe, that's a good thing. And so that's what's floating around in the mind of the authoritarian, that they have a difficult time seeing the negativity, the darkness of what they're putting out to people and how they're dealing with people, because they are believing that they are actually doing something good. Unfortunately, people on the other end of it obviously feel something different. The children of the authoritarian are often concerned with issues involving self-acceptance. Because the authoritarian parent is often very critical of the thoughts and the beliefs, the opinions of their children who then become adolescents, because of their often becoming different from what the authoritarian thinks. And this is the kind of relationship an authoritarian often has with their children and adolescents, that in their teenage years, the adolescent becomes, there's a lot of conflict, a lot of conflict that goes on, because the teenager, the adolescent, is going through what we know as an identity formation process. And they begin to fashion their own ideas and beliefs and thoughts, whether they're about in social context or sexual context or racial context, political context, religious context. There's a lot of belief thinking going on formation for young people. And the authoritarian is often trying to suppress this. And that sets the stage for a lot of hostility, conflict, not just the normative, I would call it benign conflict that all parents seem to experience with their kids when they become teenagers. This is more of a malignant kind of conflict. And unfortunately, what this can set the stage for is that this person continues to do to themselves what was previously done by the authoritarian or the authoritarian parent. So due to the damage being done by the authoritarian to the ego energy of their adolescent over time and as a child, they can start, that is the adolescent, as they grow older, to become that authoritarian parent toward themselves if their ego energy is unhealthy. Sort of like a ripple effect that takes place. I hope this provides you with some greater familiarity with people who are living in the role of the authoritarian, and that you can use it as a frame of reference as we go further into today's program. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the authoritarian needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the authoritarian. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in lower ego flexibility energy the authoritarian is using to survive in their life and serve as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving they make use of as they go about their daily life. These are the kind of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says, "You are the teacher of the truth. You always know what is right for yourself and for others. Your ideas, thoughts, and beliefs are beyond questioning. They are the foundation upon which you stand, and you must use them to help your spouse and children or those closest to you to stand as well." Here the authoritarian is teaching themselves with the assistance of their lower ego flexibility energy that they are in possession of the absolute and unquestionable truth. That there is no reason to question their thoughts, beliefs, values, or attitudes. In a way, to question their biases even. This reminds me of some of the people we're seeing who are out there in society who are white supremacists, who do not believe there is any need to look at their white supremacist thoughts, to question them, to reevaluate them, to see the weaknesses or the misunderstandings that are often associated with them. I mention this because a lot of people who are experiencing white supremacy are often locked into their view of things and people, particularly those who may be different. And that's the lower ego flexibility rigidity that's often at work. This is leading the authoritarian into what I call the unquestioned mind. The unquestioned mind. That there is no room to reflect, to question, to think or rethink what one is believing or accepting in their own mind. And that's kind of not a good place for a human being to be, to lack the ability to look more deeply into things than they already are. It sets the stage for what we're seeing, I think, for many people out there in our society. This leads the authoritarian into thinking, because I think it, it is true, with no reflection or filtering, particularly for any holes in their version of truth. This reminds me of some conversations I've had with people, some of whom may have been authoritarians, that often fizzle when you drill down to the holes in their position, to the parts of their position that don't hold up involving truth. And this reminds me in the program All in the Family. Again, Archie Bunker was sort of the prototype for many people who are authoritarians, many of whom lived in the society then as well as now. And a lot of times whenever there was a conversation that took place between Archie and his son-in-law, Michael, whom he often referred to as Meathead, his son-in-law, Michael, would expose the holes in Archie's racist or sexist or homophobic thoughts. And often Archie could only respond with something that was nonsensical and also meant to be funny, as written by Norman Lear. And often the rationale for why Archie was saying or thinking what he was thinking was just as dumb as the position on an issue he had taken. And he wasn't a stupid man, but the ego energy was playing its role in undermining his thoughts. The perceived ownership of the truth is often serving as a justification for the authoritarian to try to convert others to accept and adopt their truth. So when people think so intensely that they own the truth, which is the case for many people who are experiencing lower ego flexibility, and particularly the authoritarian, but it could be the racist, it could be the sexist, it could be other people, they have this strong need to want to make other people join them and to come across and be like them, think like them, live like them, to embrace their reality. Ego's voice says that they are what make you strong, and within this strength lies your safety and survival. That is the truth of the person that's the authoritarian that they're embracing. Truth is your oxygen, and you must have it. Non-truth is your enemy and must be vanquished. You can defeat it with distance or aggression when necessary. Here the authoritarian is, again, teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego flexibility energy that their deep connection to the truth is the means to securing their safety and survival, which is the ego's main job. Its main purpose is to help the person survive, to ensure their survival. And that this also sensitizes the authoritarian reaction to non-truth, which they perceive as anything they aren't thinking. So the authoritarian often has a difficult time being involved with or connected to people who think differently, who they think is being knowing the non-truth and refusing to get to know their truth. This is what contributes to the narrow-minded and intolerant approach to different ideas and beliefs of the authoritarian and those with lower ego flexibility. This messaging coming through from ego and formed in the thoughts that I mentioned, this is what leads to a lot of the hostile or contributes to the narrow-minded and intolerant approach to different ideas and the beliefs of the authoritarian and those with lower ego flexibility. It leads to the hostility, the resentfulness, and the aggressive responses to different ideas and beliefs, because for the authoritarian, they represent a challenge to their daily survival. And some of their responses can be very mean and hateful, which you can see occurring, particularly those members who are involved in radical or extremist groups, and they can be religious in nature or origin, racial or political. But you see a lot of hostility, a lot of anger for people who have difficulty allowing others to believe and accept their version of life and reality and truth. Ego's voice says, do not listen to the words of those closest to you, like your partner or children. You are the teacher, and they must be the students. They cannot know as much as you do, as you know the truth. Thus, you must always question their thoughts and beliefs, as they are built upon ignorance rather than truth. Only when they know your truth can the questioning stop. Here the authoritarian is teaching themselves with the aid of their lower ego flexibility energy that it isn't necessary to listen to their wife or husband or partner, or either siblings or children, if they aren't thinking what the authoritarian is thinking. That the authoritarian should look down on them when they aren't in agreement with the authoritarian. And this is where the right to mistreat others is rooted, or the right to disrespect others is rooted for the authoritarian. The fact that they aren't, others are not in possession of the truth that they know. And that it's okay to always question others when they disagree with the authoritarian, and to never question yourself. Again, the voice of ego is speaking within the person that has led to these kinds of ways of dealing with people. And that your family members can only be elevated to the status of an equal when they embrace the authoritarian's version of truth. Again, this is the notion that the authoritarian person is in ownership of the truth, and that others must come to know it in order to, in a way, be equal to them, to be, in a way, worthy of them. Ego's voice says, neither you nor they can question your thoughts, as this would imply weakness in your thinking. So people aren't allowed to question. When necessary, you must deal with such questioning harshly, so it will stop. Fear, guilt, anger, intimidation, and humiliation are the tools you must use to help others to know your truth and forget their beliefs. Here the authoritarian is teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego flexibility energy to resist or ignore any of the questioning of their ideas or beliefs that they may get from people, particularly those in their family. That opening oneself up to questioning by others is a threat to the authoritarian's daily survival. So questioning is not a good thing, whether it is of oneself or allowing others to do that. That implies that they are not in ownership of the truth, and that's something unacceptable to people who tend to be authoritarians. That the questioning from within the authoritarian or others is a weakness and is a threat to their daily survival. So questioning and weakness, questioning of one's beliefs and attitudes and values is learned as weakness. When in actuality, it's quite healthy and quite important, but that's not where people with lower ego flexibility and authoritarian thinking come from. That the authoritarian can survive by using tools such as fear or guilt or anger, intimidation or humiliation to stop the questioning of others. That these attacks are ways to go about ending any questioning that may come from others. These are in ways legitimized or justified as strategies to end the questioning that should not occur in the mind of the authoritarian. Ego's voice says you are being most loving when you help your loved ones to know the truth. They are wandering from the truth with their thoughts and beliefs. You must prevent them from making the mistakes they would make by failing to know your truth. You must serve as their teacher for their greater good. Here the authoritarian is teaching themselves with the assistance of their lower ego flexibility energy, that their efforts to get others to accept their ideas and beliefs are a form of love. That the authoritarian is justified in their efforts to force people to buy into their version of reality. That the ends of having people embrace their beliefs in truth justify the means taken, because they are ultimately an act of love. That ego is leading with the energy, the ego energy, that is, into this perception that forcing, attacking, belittling, disrespecting is really an act of love. Now think about that, how that's so, when you're a healthy human being, you realize that's kind of twisted. There's a lot of ego stupidity here. The idea that hurting people to help people. But in this case, this is an unhealthy version of hurting people. This isn't necessarily what some might think of as being tough love or whatever else, you know. This is a malicious hurting of people, using those ways of interacting with them to try to bring them around to one's way of looking at reality and truth. That the authoritarian is helping people by preventing them from making life's mistakes by using their version of truth and reality. This is what the authoritarian is telling themselves. This is what the thinking that they've constructed, that they're helping people avoid mistakes, but they go about doing it in some very dark and ugly and negative ways. Ego's voice says, again, you must employ fear and its companions, if need be, to help them and to keep them safe. You may disrespect them if this will lead them to the truth and ensure their safety and survival. Your partner and children must always respect you, and if need be, fear you in order to know the truth. Here the authoritarian is teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego flexibility energy that fear is justified in its use for the purpose of promoting the safety and wellness of others. Giving, in a way, fear induction on the part of others, and even fearfulness of the authoritarian, is legitimized, it's justified in the mind of the authoritarian, which leads them in the direction of using the kinds of strategies like intimidation and humiliation and other forms of being disrespectful. That these things are fear-based strategies that are good things. That the fear of the authoritarian is a good thing if it ultimately serves to protect people. And this protection is, again, protection from making mistakes in life is what leads the authoritarian to take comfort in being able to force people to agree with or think and embrace their version of truth and reality. And this reminds me of the motivational messages often used in religions that are rooted in fear in order to get people to do the right thing for their own good. Messages that often included fearing God or being punished by God or going to hell if one fails to follow a particular religious belief. You know, I remember as a person, child growing up and having been raised in the Catholic religion, which all in all was a very good foundation for my life, but hearing during my developmental years these kind of fear-based messaging that I don't think was useful and helpful to me. We've reached the end of our focus on Ego's Voice. I hope this has given you greater insight as to the impact of lower ego flexibility energy within the mind of the authoritarian. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the authoritarian is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to be taking a look at what the voice of spirit is saying to the authoritarian that they are unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their lower ego flexibility energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within Ego's Voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize Ego's Voice using ego medicine, the authoritarian will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at Spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says the rigidity and inflexibility within your earthly mind has led to great suffering within you and your loved ones. You have placed boundaries on earthly truth, and who may know it, which places you at great distance from your loved ones, God, and you. your suffering has taken root in your consumption with the idea of an earthly truth that only you can know, leading to the illusions of the unworthiness and inequality of those who believe differently from you, of an earthly truth to which all can abide, and of an ability to sense all of the energy that surrounds you. This consumption has led you away from what God is and the divine gifts that all have been given. Here, Spirit is saying that the authoritarian's intolerance of different ideas and beliefs makes for lots of suffering that comes in the form of distance that it causes from others. That the authoritarian's rigidity and inflexibility has led them to the suffering that comes when looking at people as less worthy and unequal to them. That the authoritarian has gained distance from understanding the love, life, and energy God is, including that which is within them, as well as being able to recognize the gifts of their life, creating life, eternal life, and God within their being. Spirit's voice says all of your suffering will end as you come to know the divine truth that awaits your awakening. There is no keeper of earthly truth, for it is as diverse as the beings within the earthly realm. The oneness of truth only exists within the divine realm and can only be known from awakening to what God is and the divine gifts that all have been given. Here, Spirit is saying that all of the suffering the authoritarian experiences stops when they are able to be the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love God is. That when they are able to respect all of the life, including the people who surround them, including their differences, something that the authoritarian, as we said earlier, has a great deal of difficulty doing, accepting the differences of thought, in appearance, and approaches to life that people have come to know based upon their own personal experiences and background. Spirit is saying that they can realize that earthly truth is relative and not absolute, that it's an important thing that we come to understand that earthly truth can be very relative at times. Though, as I've said in previous programs, that there comes to be a consensuality as people's ego energy begins to be more balanced, that there is still a relative quality to our understanding of the world and life, but it becomes more consensual as opposed to more distant. And that when they stop trying to be the owner of the truth for themselves and others, that it's important to understand that ownership of the truth isn't something that one can know be for others, that others and all others must be able to find their way, often with the support and guidance to look within themselves to understand, to know the truth, that this is often the path that we must all fashion, that the shortcut of just trying to make people adopt our version of reality, our version of truth, isn't something that works, that it's something that we must work within to find and to live. You know, there's a word called internalization rather than conformity, that we come to internalize from reflection and contemplation and consideration, things that we are learning to fashion and come to our own understanding of truth. Spirit's voice says, you can only be the teacher if you are willing to be the student. There is no truth in teaching with fear, anger, guilt, or hatred. You are not being the love God is when doing so. Rather, you are being the fear, anger, guilt, and hatred that exists within you. Here, Spirit is saying that the authoritarian must be willing to be a learner if they're going to tell people what to believe or what they may believe. And that's a pretty important, powerful message that we all must be willing to be learners, and not just learners for now, but for learners throughout our whole life. Something that the authoritarian often has difficulty with because they are in the illusion of knowing the truth. In a way, the illusion suggesting that there's nothing more for me to learn because I already know the truth. It's already within me, that is earthly truth. And unlike the idea of being a lifelong learner, somebody who understands that we can never learn everything that there is to be learned in our lives. A healthy respect, so to speak, for what we don't know, which is unfortunately something that the authoritarian has a lot of difficulty with. The Spirit is saying that the authoritarian must have an open, flexible mind, capable of working with the differences of thought, beliefs, values that will always surround them. So we will always be experiencing and, I don't want to say encountering, but maybe making contact with that differentness because of the diversity of earthly and human life. And that the authoritarian is not engaged in truth-telling and teaching when fear, anger, guilt, induction, and hatred is guiding their words. So when you hear someone, an authoritarian, or you're being an you are an authoritarian, and you're using a tone that invokes fear or anger or guilt induction or hatred, that's not really teaching. There's no real teaching that's going on within the confines of that situation. Spirit's voice says you are living in the illusion that you must make your loved ones worthy by helping them to know your truth. This is an illusion because you cannot make worthy those who are already worthy. You cannot make your loved ones worthy of you or God with your earthly truth. You can only teach them to awaken to their worthiness and divine truth if they do not know it. Here, Spirit is saying that the authoritarian is trying to make people worthy of them, the authoritarian, by removing the differences of thought, belief, and values from those of the authoritarian. And just think about how arrogant that is, that I'm going to make you worthy of me when you are like me and you accept all what I want you to know and should be known. Spirit is saying that the authoritarian is engaging in an illusion because people already have the worthiness of being the love, life, and energy God is woven into their being. A pretty important idea and understanding that we don't have to be made worthy. We are all worthy. That it's more a matter of awakening to our worthiness. Spirit's saying that the authoritarian can't make people worthy who are already worthy, and by trying to get them to follow their truth. I guess that kind of repeats a little of what I said earlier. And that it's much more the case of any person awakening to their worthiness, including the authoritarian, and not by having the right thoughts and beliefs. So in a way, it's almost like wasting your time to be made worthy by coming to know the right ideas and beliefs and thoughts and truth, more than it's a matter of awakening to your worthiness. Spirit's voice says the illusion of inequality has led you to see equality in only those loved ones who share your earthly truth, a suffering in which acceptance and respect is a stranger. This illusion has also led you to interpret their differentness as deficiency, causing you to miss the diversity of energy that God is within those who are closest to you, a reflection of your suffering. Here, Spirit is saying that the authoritarian is caught up in the mistaken belief that equality can only be found in people when they agree with their ideas and beliefs. Here's that lower ego flexibility energy at work leading to this kind of approach to things by the authoritarian. Spirit is saying that being stuck in this illusion results in suffering when the authoritarian cannot accept and respect others due to their beliefs and as they are. And this even includes the physical differences that authoritarians often find difficult for them to accept, be they differences of a physical appearance, race, gender, and so on. And Spirit's also saying that the authoritarian is failing to recognize that differences in people are a manifestation of the diversity of the energy God is across the human species, and not deficiency, as the authoritarian has come to know it. That this differentness is diversity, the manifestation of God and the energy that God is coming through. Spirit's voice says, you are living within the illusion of witnessing with your earthly senses and mind all of the energy that can be known. You see no energy or truth beyond your earthly ability to know it, an illusion that has led you to seek to be the knower of the truth. This illusion has caused great suffering for you and your loved ones. Here, Spirit is saying that the authoritarian has a limited perspective on all of what is taking place within them and around them. That this is a perspective that relies on their senses to reveal to them the truth. And as if truth is, can only be known or is only known within the confines of how much one can see, hear, feel, taste, and so on. That also the authoritarian's perspective relies on their own thinking to reveal the truth. That their thoughts, their beliefs are the connection to the truth. And it's this illusion of witnessing all that can be known from one's senses and one's mind that the authoritarian is fashioning an absolute version of earthly truth and reality, and that this is what they think should apply to all, failing to realize that there are limits within their sensations and there are limits within their thoughts that are not allowing them to understand truth in the broader sense on both an earthly level and on a divine level. And Spirit is saying that this illusion has fashioned lots of suffering for the authoritarian that comes from misunderstanding the world and the people living in it. That there is a tremendous amount of suffering that comes from being in this space, in this earthly space, in which you are walking and living through it, failing to understand it. And also, importantly, the people in it, particularly those who are closest to you within your family, you don't know them at all. And in a way, I guess I'll use Archie Bunker as a reference point for some that may be fewer, but he never truly understood the world in the broader sense. And he never really understood the people, particularly those in his own family. We've reached the end of our focus on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope what I've shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard, so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life and not ego's, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truths and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.